It's a perfect spring day with blue skies, sunshine, and the sweet smell of freshly mowed grass in the air. I have a full tank of gas and nothing but the open road ahead of me. Well, 808 kilometers of yard sales along the open road, to be precise. This annual event, known as Antique Alley, is always held in mid-May. It winds along the back roads of Appalachia through places with names like Bull's Gap, Friend's Station, and Rising Fawn. The very first stop on the southern end of this enormous yard sale is one of the permanent stores along the route, Nancashero's Antique Shop, Mississippi Made.
It really becomes an obsession, and you just get on the road and you stay all day just looking for that one find.
Nan's shop is crammed to the gills with 30 antique stalls and all sorts of interesting finds.
See, it looks like we have an old-fashioned tea kettle. Some old-fashioned grape knee-high soda bottles. It's a little one-armed bandit toy.
While antiques are nice, Nan also has a side business selling candles, soaps, and scented oils.
This is called a pomegranate. Smell of that.
Everybody
loves that.
Eager to see what's out there, not only in the permanent stores, but the tents set up along the way, she offers to join me on the road. As we leave, she tells me about some of the people who've stopped by her shop to explore Antique Alley.
We had people from Arizona. I had one couple from California, Virginia, North Carolina, Florida. They come from everywhere.
Each of the hundreds of towns along Antique Alley plans its own events, such as festivals, antique sales, yard sales, and even school reunions. It doesn't take us long to reach a makeshift market of tents set up in a field.
Oh my goodness, what are those?
What kind of birds are those? Pigeons? You selling them?
Then, a stocky 13-year-old with sandy hair tells us about the homing pigeons he's selling.
They're good to have because they hatch eggs and you can, like, eat them eggs. And plus, they're good for other pigeons and they can go off and come back.
Hot food! Good food!
The smell of roasting meat mingles with pungent tobacco, and that just after the rain scent. A downpour the first day made sales slow. Mud and standing water are everywhere, but haven't stopped visitors from coming out to explore what's inside the tents. A woman with bright red hair stops to ask me if I know what a Wonder Horse is.
Back in the day, like 31 years ago, it was called a Rocky Horse. But the name brand was Wonder Horse, so I just had a lady take my daughter's Wonder Horse and the antique lamp pole and just literally make a carousel out of it. I just wanted to save it.
So what's making you part with it now?
I just got married, so we've got to unclutter.
Up the road a bit, Nan and I find sellers with even more interesting artifacts. There's a man who makes license plates into birdhouses, numerous people selling old record players and 45s, whole collections of bikes and antique chairs, lamps, paintings, and just about anything you can imagine. Nan sees a black cast iron wood cradle. She whispers that it's underpriced.
See those rough things?
Uh-huh.
He's got $500 on them. They're worth
$800. As we prepare to head back home, I ask Nan why she shops Antique Alley every year.
If you come back with one thing you really love, it was worth what you spent and the time you spent getting it.
Based on the traffic along Highway 11, a lot of people seem to feel that way. As we return to the car, a vendor offers me a sample of trail mix. Then someone tells me there are plans to extend the annual sale another 260 kilometers all the way to the southern coast. I'm Erica Celeste, somewhere on U.S. Highway 11 in Mississippi.